It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Los Angeles back in the 1970s to St. Louis back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and then back to Los Angeles in the late 2010s to the 2020s. From the fearsome foursome to the greatest show on turf, to just simply the LA Rams, Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 56. Ram fans across the nation, Ram fans across the world, the playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Ramly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's go. Time to talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ramly Talk. From the Playmaker Broad Network, you know your host, Don Playmaker here. As we are getting ready to set the kickoff week 14 of the NFL season, as our beloved Rams do play tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. I'll get to that game a bit later. But first up, you know how we do it. I have to go back and recap a little to Facebook 13. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Didn't really hear much from me. In about a week and a half. But nevertheless, we played our first matchup with the Seattle Seahawks in a game which Seattle was favored because, I mean, no Matthew Stafford, no Cooper Kupp. We found out Allen Robinson was done for the season. For the 12th straight game this season, we had a different offensive line starting lineup. Aaron Donald was out. We were beaten up in week 13 going into our first matchup with the Seahawks at SoFi Stadium. But nevertheless, with John Walker at quarterback, Cam Akers getting the running back duties, I gotta say, the Rams played very well. I can be pleased with how the Rams performed, even though we took an L 27-23 to the Seattle Seahawks. John Walker did not have a good game, by the way. 14 for 26, 178, 2 interceptions. But Cam Akers had a good game. 17 carries for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, we got to see Tutu Atwell get some touches. He had 4 carries for 23 yards. He had 2 catches for 48 yards. But we just, we're beaten up. Okay. We're beaten up. It is what it is. We're 3-9. We're not going to the playoffs. Haven't mathematically eliminated us yet, but we all know. Well, the reigning defending Super Bowl champion will not be seen close to this year. Nevertheless, it is what it is, but they played their butts off. You know, Bobby Ryan, first meeting with his former team, was a man on a mission with 7 total tackles, 4 of them solo, 2 sacks. He had an interception as well, and Bobby Ryan was all over the place. He wanted it. Taylor Rapp recovered a fumble. But, you know, it's just one of those things. And we went back and forth with the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, Geno Smith is still doing Geno Smith things this season. 28 for 39, 367, 3 touchdowns and a pick. We have Kenneth Walker down for most of the game. He only had 3 carries and 36 yards. 3 carries. We went down. He had 3 carries and 36 yards until he had an injury. Hamstring injury, something like that. He didn't return. But nevertheless, the running game for Seattle wasn't important as it could have been. Total of 22 carries for 90 yards, so 4.1 yards per carry. But the duo of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf touched this.
Tyler Lockett, 9 catches, 128, and touchdown. DK Metcalf, 8 catches, 127, and a touchdown. Noah Fant even got in on the touchdown. That's when he had 4 catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown. But you can't be mad. The Rams play hard. Despite all the injuries, despite all the changes going around, came up short in a 4-point loss. And only reason why he came up with a 4-point loss because of Geno Smith led the game winning touchdown. Led the game winning touchdown. They got the game winning touchdown with, let me see, 38 seconds to go when Geno Smith hit DK Metcalf for an 8-yard touchdown. They gave him the 27-23 lead. And 4 plays later, John Wolfe threw his second interception after he was sacked on first down to the 83 on third down. He got 4 cut on third down. And on third, he was incomplete on third down. So against Ryan in fourth down, he throws the pick. Zoom in against the game. We fall to 3-9. Seattle goes up to 75. As the NFC West is really between the Seahawks and the 49ers. With the Cardinals sitting in third and us sitting in last place. First to worst. Circles. We went from first to worst after winning the Super Bowl. But nevertheless, it's really between the 49ers and the Seahawks, who the 49ers lost Jimmy Garoppolo for pretty much the rest of the regular season. With a slumber of hope that he could be found close. That is something very interesting to look at going forward as a football. But as a Rams fan, we just count down the weeks and games before we begin the offseason. And speaking of offseason, some players will be already leaving the offseason because they will not be such as a Allen Robinson, such as what I can keep a cup. And we can add Matthew Stafford to that list. So I'm gonna take a break right here. A quick one. When we come back, I will explain why we won't be seeing Matthew Stafford. Yeah. See ya. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Y'all see your boy, the Playmakers in the building down in the South. I got a quick thing to do for y'all, and I'm going to talk to y'all what's going on with the Playmakers blog. Hey, I have a sponsor for you guys, and y'all going to love it. Y'all already love it, especially if you sports fans out there, because the Playmakers blog is in a partnership with Fanatics, you know, the official license, everything with sports fan shop. You can get collectible items, you can get fan geared up stuff, you can get all types of deals, 60% off. Site-wide, free U.S. shipping, with orders over $24. You know what it is, because guess what? As you can see right here, this is the Rams championship hat when they won the Super Bowl. This is the Rams Super Bowl shirt that I am working. I got both of these off of this for a great deal. It was free shipping for me, and y'all can get it too with Fanatics. So it doesn't matter if you are a Ram fan, you listen to Rammy Talk, or you're a Cowboys fan, you listen to Cowboys Talk. We can go basketball, we're shooting lights out. We can go bearing down the green eye for college football fans. And we can go soccer for Internet LC, which is led by my man, the Bear Man of Texas. You know, Alizak is hot. It doesn't matter. When you shop for your favorite player or sport team or sports as it is as well, Fanatics is the way to go. The link will be down and below in the show notes. So go ahead and click the link. Get your shopping going on right now. Fanatics, official license, everything for sports fans shop. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rambly Talk from the Playmakers Blog Network. And just a quick note on what you just saw with Fanatics. Right now, with the holidays rolling in, and then Fanatics has some great deals going on right now. So, with Fanatics, you can get 65% off Sightline on your items today using the promo code BOLT. That is B-O-L-T, BOLT. And you can get up to 65% off site-wide on your order today and get it before Christmas. So Fanatics from Sports Fan Shop. Now that we are back, interesting news broke out earlier this week. That threw me for a loop. I don't know if it threw y'all for a loop, but damn sure threw me for a loop, because this move right here officially says that Matthew Stafford would not be turning for the Rams this season. He would be getting ready for the offseason with that neck contusion that he has. I'm going to read you an ESPN article from Sarah Barshop from ESPN. Rams still working through Baker Mayfield's status versus them. Yep, they can make it. One day after the Los Angeles Rams playing quarterback Baker Mayfield off waivers, Coach Sean McVay said the team was still working through the quarterback status for the Rams Week 14 game against the Las Vegas Raiders. That was yesterday. I got word in today. Notification came to my phone today. Breach report. Baker to be active tonight. So, NFL Network says Baker Mayfield has a real chance to play versus Raiders after joining the team on Tuesday. NFL Network, we are saying that Baker Mayfield will be active. Doesn't sound like he will be starting. I don't wonder who will be starting. Will it be John Wolford? Will it be Bryce Perkins? It seems he will be starting, but Baker Mayfield will be active tonight. This is something I'm looking forward to. Okay, this is getting interesting. This was pretty much 3 hours ago. So you're talking around 6:30 in the morning here on the East Coast, 3:30 out there in the West Coast. So, for NFL Network, after being released Monday in Charlotte, Baker Mayfield might play Thursday in Atlanta and in Los Angeles. The quarterback is expected to be active tonight against the Raiders. NFL insider Tom Pelissero reports per source, and there's a real chance he plays. Head coach Sean McVay told reporters Wednesday that he's working through Mayfield's status leading to the game after the former number one pick arrived in LA Tuesday night and attended practice Wednesday. According to Pelissero, Mayfield is up to speed on the game plan, and his role will partly depend on how John Wolford feels while battling a neck injury. If Mayfield does complete the astonishing quick turnaround to take the field in any capacity for the Rams, he'll become the fourth quarterback to take snap in Bay's offense this season. None of the PB3 have been particularly effective. Matthew Stafford helped propel the Rams over the Super Bowl hump in 2021 after being traded to the Detroit Lions, due for 2,087 yards, 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and 9 games this season before going on injury reserve Saturday with 8 final 4-2. Walker has gone winless in 2 starts with a completion percentage of 61.3, 390 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Bryce Perkins received a start as well, completing 13 for 23 passes for 100 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions in the 26-10 Week 12 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. There you go. Baker Mayfield is with us. I don't know why they made this move. I don't understand why they made this move. It's going to be a good season. We'll fight for it. I want to put a good season. As we get Matthew Stafford ready for next season, but you bought in Baker Mayfield. So now things are getting really interesting. Baker Mayfield has not been great. He showed up so good. Most of his years have been mediocre. According to being the number one overall pick. Here. Nevertheless, I just want to maybe look at Baker right now. Let me go look on the right down. Baker Mayfield. In 7 games he has played. He's gonna play 7 games. He didn't lose 14 right now. He has played half the season. Half the season. But he has a completion percentage of 57.8% for 1,313 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Just this season. His career, I'm pretty sure, is right around the same area because he's not been that great of a quarterback. Okay, for his career, he has completed 61.2% of his passes. He has thrown for 15,000 yards. 98 touchdowns and 62 interceptions. And he is going to see 1, 2, 3, 4, and his 5th year, he's been sacked 153 times. 153 times. In 5 seasons. So he gets hit a lot. That's damn near 31 sacks a year. You know, I really don't like the move. Let me just go ahead and say, I don't like the move, but we did it, so I will accept it. Anyway, that's good. And hope that if he does, you don't feel good, right? When I did my preseason stretch Thursday night, it's a Raiders. And next week it will be Monday night against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field before we get the Denver Broncos on Christmas Day. Then the Los Angeles Chargers week 17, as currently right now, and that's still the Sunday night game. You can see if it still stays the Sunday night game. As I'm looking at the week 17 schedule. This probably would not be because the Jets and Seahawks get together. That might be your Sunday night game. That might be the only switch. And then we come out to see the at Seattle. So this is the stretch that I talked about. It's Sunday week 14, Thursday night. At home against the Raiders. Monday night, week 15, Monday night at Lambeau Field. Against the Aaron Rodgers. That's again Christmas Day. Against the Denver Broncos before I call that late that week 17 at Seattle. It brings us to tonight's the Las Vegas Raiders, who have been on somewhat of a winning streak all of a sudden. They have come out and been balling. They only 3-game winning streak they have beaten. They went to Mile High and beat the Broncos in overtime. They went to Seattle and beat the Seahawks in overtime. Monster games in the past year with 300 yards to buy a receiver in action. And then they went home and took care of the Los Angeles Chargers. That's for us, losing streak. We haven't won a game since anything. Week. Whoever won the game, we won week 2, week 3, week 5, when we beat the Carolina Panthers. And we had to play against PJ Walker because Baker Mayfield was hurt during that time. And Sam Donald was hurt. So we haven't won a game since week. It's getting more and more depressing each week. But nevertheless, we are here on Thursday night. As you already know, no Matthew Stafford. No Cooper Kupp, no Adam Robinson, offensive side. Aaron Donald would not be playing in this game. So could it be that we might be checking Aaron Donald? And they just haven't officially announced it yet. I think that's where we're heading. I think we're going to take our key stars out for the remainder of the season, one by one, and let them get ready for next season, because this season is done. As we get ready to play the Las Vegas Raiders, we have to deal with Devontae Adams going against Jalen Ramsey. We have Josh Jacobs, who's been on the tear for the past couple of weeks. So how does the one defense do without Aaron Donald in the middle? And then on the offensive side, we will have some chances. Okay? The Raiders defense is not all that spectacular. I'm going to go myself. So we might have an opportunity to put up points like we did against Seattle against the Las Vegas Raiders. Problem is, the Vegas Raiders can put up points just like Seattle. Yes. As of right now, Raiders are scoring 24 points a game and giving up 24 to 25 a game. We are scoring 17 a game, giving up 23 a game. The Raiders offense is averaging 380 a game, while we are averaging 309 a game. The Raiders defense gives up 385 a game. We give up 348 a game. There will be chances. There will be chances on both sides to make things happen tonight. We could see a nice scoring affair for Thursday, right? Okay? It'll be nice to pull out a win, because it'll be nice to have a victory Friday, or for once this season, you only got three wins. Might as well make it, get a fourth one, sneak a fourth one, and get the job done. We are a 6.5 underdogs at home, because we lost the Raiders. Tonight's going to be interesting, ladies and gentlemen.
It's us beating up and battered and bruised as it is against a very, very, very disappointing Las Vegas Raiders team who a lot of people picked to win the division, and yet they still been owned by the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're not giving them nowhere near the type of injury they're regular. So
it should be Raiders all day, all night, especially going against them. Second
and second for beating us. But we shall see, because one crazy drama I always like to say, that's why they play the game.
So that's all I got for you on this episode of Rambling Talk. Let's see how we play. Let's see how things go. And then we look forward to our Monday night visit with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Rambling Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambling Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.